I have a little thing to read. I'd like to read. It's about a concept called bhava, which is really like faith, or really the emotion of yearning for God, or feeling what you're doing. So this whole spectrum of how you can feel, how you're chanting, how you can feel your being. And there's so many ways we dissipate it. So whenever I'm thinking, I chant twice as loud, I clap because it gets me into it more. You know, like, it's just, they work together, gets my whole body into it, just gets me into it more. But over the years, it's become more and more emotional a thing for me. So, like, when you're chanting, if it brings through tears, that's really useful. Like, it's really, you're supposed to have, it's like you're, we've put our emotions all out into things and people in life. And we haven't put our emotions just because they are. They can be there without having to be pulled out into things. And when they can be there without being pulled out into things and thoughts and people and circumstances, wow, that's being. So this is just a little, it's a whole booklet called Bhava, but I'm just going to read maybe a page of it. And it's been translated from Gujarati, so it's called Bhava, or the state of being. So if you're being, it's unconditional. There's just oneness, there's just being, there's no thoughts, you can't measure it. It's just enough that we are. And they call bhava, this feeling, also the state of being. So the idea of being with your feelings intact, but not attached to things and running out and dissipating like water going out of a bucket. That's a really incredible challenge. So even in chanting, being able to get into, we picked it up, like we did our, started in, and then we did about a 10 minute meditation of silence, made a little solstice, then we chanted for 15 minutes. But towards the end, it just kept getting better and better. Everyone was getting into it more and more, and it just was feeling better and better. That couldn't stop. But that's a way of measuring, of getting to it. That's the yoga, or the tool of chanting, what it can do. And its effects are immeasurable. You can't measure, but it just has profound effects everywhere. And it's the most practically mystical thing one can do in the Kali age, in the age of argument. It's just chant, and it just changes things.